A lot of times when you have to bench, the person has to go to the bathroom if you have a suit up. So the shaila is, are you allowed to bench when you have to go to the bathroom? Sometimes, like, you're in a zimi, you're in a rush, or if you run in the mirror and you eat in the dining room, it's three flights off that close to the bathroom. And the shaila is, are you mechuyav to go to the bathroom before you bench? So the halacha is, just like by davening, the halacha is that someone has to go to the bathroom, I follow. That someone has to go to the bathroom, now I daven. The same thing applies to brachos and mazon, who do all the brachas. You're not allowed to make a bracha if you feel an urge, you have to go to the bathroom. So, Kapanam, Allah makes it, and he has to go to the bathroom. It's also for him to bench until he goes to the bathroom. How long? Let's say he doesn't feel like mom's a major urge, he feels somewhat of an urge. So, by tefillah, the halacha is that, like a chila, you're not allowed to daven if you feel like you have to go about an hour and a half. Even though it's more than 72 minutes, when it comes to davening, the halacha is that you're not supposed to daven until you go to the bathroom. When it comes to brachas, it's machlekes. It's written down machlekes. If you hold in for 72 minutes, but you know you're going to have to go to the bathroom after 72 minutes, Mishpura brings down a machlekes, and Mishpura is not machlekes. It's like a problem about the chachila. If you feel you have to go to the bathroom, you should go to the bathroom before one benches and makes all brachas.
Even a zimun?
What?
Even
a zimun, yeah. Same because, yeah. You can, no, you can, oh, can you answer Zeman immediately?
Yeah, yes,
it can. No, you can answer Zeman. Zeman does not sing Bracha Kaddish. You can answer Zeman. What?
I'm answering Kaddish. Kaddish.
If you're going to miss it, you yeah. Start on the Tzaddik for 72 minutes.
By davening, does it answer Amen or Mahesh or Abba?
That's right. You can't, you can wait 72 minutes. If you can't wait more than 72 minutes, if you have something to like Darius, you can answer it and go to the bathroom. But a lot of people sit there and down, and you're going to get a lot of one. What about the B'di'evit? So B'di'evit, the Shmuel passes, B'di'evit is not accurate. If somebody benched, and then he had to go back to right afterwards, or he didn't know the halacha, and he found the halacha afterwards, it's not going to be accurate, and B'di'evit, Yotza, even if you had to go to the bathroom, even within 72 minutes. It's different than davening. Davening, you're not Yotza, if you had to go to the bathroom, but you don't know this. Mashenkin, like Hans Vachlekis, Mashenkin, it comes to the break as a Muslim, B'di'evit, you're always going to be Yotza, even if you had to go to the bathroom, B'di'evit, you're going to be Yotza. But what about making brachos mazon in terms of when there's erva over there or tzai over there? So erva, we spoke about a little bit during winter's time, because the chaz over, for those of you who don't remember, or those who aren't here, go through the halachas quickly, we speak more about tzai. Now, when you get erva, it says, leivach erva's dava. The halacha is, you're not allowed to say any divrei Torah, any learning, connected a lady who's not dressed as sneas. What's called not dressed as sneas, if you have the mekoymus mechassim, which are exposed, above the elbows, above the knees.
What about in the hospital where they very often have a urine bag?
So we'll get that up, by Tzaya. So what's called any mekoymus mechassim, which are exposed, halacha is not allowed to say divrei Torah, or daven, or learn, keneged, somebody who's not just sneeze. The halacha is only, leivach erva's davar, divrei is asur, and you're on a bus, and you want to learn. Want to listen to his share. So the halacha is only that it's also to do a dibur, you can't speak. If you're just thinking and learning, or you're listening to his share, you're not saying the actual words, so there is no problem. It's only to say dibur, there is no isser, it's a hero.
What does kinegad mean?
So kinegad means that you're facing. It's in your vision. So what do you have to do if you're in a place where we're connecting you to the Arab, what do you have to do in order to be mandated? So Shmuel says, the chachil you have to do is you have to turn away. And if the Arab is over here, you have to go like this, turn away in order to make a bracha. Make it a din, that's what you have to do. Let's say it's not so practical to do that. Why isn't it practical? Like you're on an airplane, whichever way you go, you know, you're basically surrounded. Or, you know, you invite somebody's house, you buy your cousin's house for Shabbos, and she doesn't cover her hair, whatever the story is, and you know, if it comes to benching, you know, you go like that, she's not really going to go. So, Mishabura says that Shasad Chak, he Evshir, you can be Samech on closing your eyes, or putting something in front, you know, as it's Samech on, or just turning away your face, not turning away your head. Shasad Chak, you know, as Mikadim, you have to turn your whole body and your head, it's not enough just to turn around. Shasad Chak, you can make on either turning your head, closing your eyes, if you don't know benching by heart, just go like that. That you don't see it, so shasal chak if you make them, what you can make them, and a lot of times just chak. So over there you know. What? Tight clothing is not the etzem problem. It's a problem, not the etzem. It's a baby problem, but it's
definitely
it's making a bracha, making a din. I'm saying it wouldn't. If you have, Negative strength. Yeah. That's a problem. But not that. It's not the etzim din. It's not. Yeah. What age does it start from? You buy somebody's house and a 5-year-old not dressed as sneas, or your own daughter's not totally dressed. What age does it start from that there's a problem of saying the reproducer? Can I get someone dressed not sneas? So Chalikas between Rosh Shabura and Chazanish. Rosh Shabura holds from 3 years old, once the Rei Lubia, 3 years old already, all Gidrish Sneas kick in. Just Negea Brachas, Negea dressing your daughters, you know, how you want to dress them, not wearing pants, and that they shouldn't be exposed. Shabura holds all Gidrish Sneas last from 3 years old. Ujima comes to Brachas. Once over 3 years old, you cannot make a Bracha connected to that. The Chazanish was Chalik. Chazanish says that the problem over here is more of a part of you being distracted, and it's a part of error. If you're dealing with a little kid that you don't look as, you know, you look at as a little kid. So the age that you look at them as a little more mature, so like, you can say exact age, but the place is 6, 7, you don't have to worry about being kidred sneas, you know, as it comes out, you dress them. So the age, a person looks at them more as a girl, as just a little baby. So that age, there's no kidred being when it comes to dressing them. And also when it comes to making brachas, the chazanish held, till 6, 7, there is no problem. Once the place can be shimon chazanish, different places have different hagos. What? What's what? That's what I'm learning. Something very shiny.
Sorry.
But maybe I can make a little bit shiny. Maybe. Don't do that.
What about my
boy? Boy, no way. Huh? No, it sounds like what poor people do, I'm saying. So Hedge Bechev is a lot of B'nai practice, so they make folks, saying, I'm just touching this town. What are you saying? What? You think I'd laugh? What?
A little boy at the Mishra.
That what? The Mokim Erev you're talking about? No, it only shall have one boy,
the
Mokim Erev Mokim.
It's
the
Mokim Erev.
Yeah.
So what about what we
did? Yeah, was so nine. Now that's by your own daughter. Mr. Burr says that it starts from 11. Now, that's only by somebody else. Your own daughter, they start from 11 until then.
Uncovered here, Taka is an Arab.
Uncovered here, to my son is married.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely back to the Arab. But Moshe had a heter. Moshe had to say that if you live in a place where it's normal, people don't do it. So he says the din of seir is different than malkum lachusma. This is bad. So maybe I was seir is only mitzvah that it causes error. If you live in a place where the whole society doesn't do it, so over there, when Moshe said that it's okay, I mean, it would be okay to make brachas connected. That does not apply to Yerushalayim. Saying it doesn't apply to Fabulous, doesn't apply to Barfar. I'm saying maybe to the whatever. I'm saying
the Goyim is the same thing.
Goyim is no problem connected there. Saying Goyim is
just
no
the
same.
Hair is different.
Yeah, just the hair. I'm saying the hair, the other guy's not extended problem. There's no thing to cover it, and whatever. But other things would
to
be.
To get the Mokim, you don't follow the Goyim.
Yeah, you follow what the normal society
does.
Doesn't hold like what? Yeah, I'm saying some relations happen. I have no idea. I don't know. Fight it. Just close your eyes. That's a difficult thing. Saying, or just go like that. The chil should do that. You can't do it. Okay. This is a motion. Make a motion. Sorry, it's not the. Fine. Now, Vengeya Saya. So, Saya comes from Vahir Machin Chankadish that when you make brachas, has to be clean. Now, Saya's been to get a couple of places. I gave you kids with dirty diapers. Do you have to check them? If you're toilet training your kid, the potty. What about if, can you make a bracha when if the bathroom door is open? So it says I have Machia Machanach Kaddish that over here is a little bit more chamer. Like, Soya, the lachi is Kamala Eino Yafi Machmer. But Soya, the lachi is that in front of you, Kamala Eino Yafi Machmer, if you see Soya on the floor, in front of you, even though it's far away, you have to Machmer. If it's on the sides or on the back of you, so the lachi is, if it's a Reach Rashi Yishin Eikr, it's real Soya. The lachi is you have to move Dalal Amis and Machmer Shkala Reach. You have to go 4 Amis from a place where it stops smelling. So even though you don't smell it, but there's Soya over there, right? It's like, you have to go 4 amas, not away from the tzayil. You have to go 4 amas from wherever it stops smelling. So that, you know, you have to go further than 4 amas. You have to see where the tzayil stops smelling. You have to mark it 4 amas from there, and once you mark it 4 amas from there, then it will be okay. What's the lach of b'di'avid when it comes to tzayil?
Present, there's no smell.
What?
There's no smell. I'm just talking about a hospital case where they have this.
When it's covered, hopefully we'll get that. Now, that's Reich Rashi Yishlik. The Reich Rashi Yishlik is something like that. It's gas or something like that, where there's no ikker. So the lach is you have to go to a place where it doesn't smell. Comfortable with that. Well, as long as it doesn't smell, it's okay. They bring down mussels as welcome design, like an air freshener. As long as the point is to get rid of the smell, over there's no problem. No, that only applies to damning brachas, but learning. The Gemara says basically that we'll make a why, because in Lakin, they tell me we have to interrupt the learning Kaseder. So when it comes to, yeah, when it comes to, I guess the size is more acceptable, I guess. When it comes to learning Akapanim, so there was no, you don't have to stop for a question. So what's the halacha of the other? So I saw recently that they're making Avdala, and the Avdala, they smell that the kid smelled a little bit, the diaper. So his wife picked up the kid, like, took out the next room, and shared Avdala from over there. The child is, what's the halacha of the other? Is she yaitz or is she not yaitz? So Mechaber Paskins that if you read in a place where there was a suffolk that say was there, and you should have checked, so then did you have not yet? Because if you knew Tzaya was there, or a place where you should check, play the Tzaya over there, and you read Krishna, or then the Muslim, then did you have it, it's going to be inaccurate. If you're in a place where you had no reason to think that there was Tzaya there, and after you made Krishma or because you're Muslim, you made a bracha, then you found out there's Tzaya there, so over there it's not ma'akev. It's only ma'akev if you were Peshaya, if you were Aynis, a place where you didn't have to think of it, so over there it's not going to be ma'akev. So basically, you have to know, this place you should have checked, you should have thought there was Tzaya there, then it's going to be ma'akev. You know, if you're making a bracha in your house, and all of a sudden you look on the floor and your kid made, so I guess it'll depend, right? If you're a military training your kid, and not doing too well, so then you should check before you make breakfast. You know, if it's a regular, you're not really training him, for some reason one of your kids, I don't know what happened. So Vada Davik Sidalinus and Vada wouldn't be mad. So back to the case of Abdullah, his wife's not gonna be ice, so why she knew there was a smell and
it's covered in diaper.
But if you can smell it, still found. And it was, if you can smell it, definitely is a problem. Yeah, sorry. Comes to Machanakai, even here is
going
to be a problem. Even here is going to be a problem. We have to say over there, even here is going to be a problem. That's why if you ever, like, I had a friend of mine got going to jail. So, in jail, basically, they just give you a little thing to make in. So, if you're in that situation, then you can't dive in the camera and you can't make rubbish, you can do anything. So, I recommend it.
In that case, she wasn't actually saying the brothel. She was being geared to somebody else. Okay. It still doesn't work?
It still doesn't work. If you're in a place
so
where...
So saying it?
Yeah, if you're in a place where it smells, it can be...
The husband wasn't in the place.
Yeah, husband wasn't in the place.
He was the
other thing. Now, Charles, you have to check your kid's diaper before you make a brothel. I'm going to check your kid's diaper. So first, what age is it a problem? What age is a child's soya considered a problem that you can make brothels connected? So the Gemara says, at the point where Katan got to the age where he exiles dog in the dish, if he was pressed, and over there you have to go away from the site. If you have a little child, 2 weeks old. So at that point, if it's just, if you can't eat a kzayis for this pass, over there you don't have to go away from the site. Why? Because the site is only considered masriah. If he's old enough that he eat a kzayis of dagan for this pass, within 4 or 9 minutes, whatever the share is, they get kzayis. And in that share, then you have to be mapped from the site. How old is that? So Mishavur says, nice, how old is that? So different shir, because Shacharav says it's a year. On the year, it's okay. All the places say even 4 months. The Galatim says 4 months. The Mishavur says 3 months.
So kids in 3 months eating that much bread?
So I guess they're going to the smallest gzayas and the biggest gzayas pras. And we'll lay it there. It seems like they're going to finish there. 6 months. I go either way, the chachila, Mishavur brings down the chachila, even cut them, then the ches yamun. Yeah, either way, the chachilah shouldn't be next to Tzari. Either way, the chachilah should be machmer.
Right? Didn't that person have to check every condition, every...
No, we didn't get to that yet, but we're leading up to that. You have to check in that person. You got to understand.
Did that person believe you about that case?
No, she smelled it. Yeah, she smelled it, so...
It was his check.
What? She smelled it, she saw it, she...
said that it's right to have it. So every kid of the diaper is right to have Tzari in the diaper.
So, we'll get that in a second. But yeah, we have to be cautious. Each kid, the kid's always dirty. So, come on, the chachil, anyhow, cut on saying you shouldn't make a bracha if he's dirty. True, so the chachil should make him even 8 days old. But the other, definitely, 3 months is okay. Sometimes you say up to a year. I'm saying the other, definitely, there's a lot to talk about.
Is that totally an actual achilles
dogma? Oh, if he could do it in a chanami, but it's also totally the age. Because even though he can't do it, if it's totally a regular normal kid, it's either one. Either him or a regular normal child could do it. So either one is nothing to matter. Now, if a kid, let's say a kid makes a dirty diaper, how far do you have to go from a dirty diaper? So you said before, a regular case, how far do you have to go? You have to go, if it's not in front of you, you have to go down on this, you mock him shakala area. If it's a regular question, then you have to go to the point that you can't smell. So it's a big machlekes steering. Megadin is steering. Another freinam. If you have soya which is covered, is that considered like a rare question? Yesh leiker? You have to go down on some machin to cover the reyach. Or soya which is covered is like a rare question in leiker. Sure, and Mishpur brings down the halacha to steering. Megadin is steering. Another freinam. Mishpur is not really machriya. That's being made in afkamina. If we say a diaper is like a rare question in leiker, so in as much you don't smell the child right now. You don't smell it, then you're good to go. It's like a rare question, like, I don't smell it, and it's fine. If it's like a rare question, actually occurs, so if the kid Taka had soya there, you have to go down and smell the shakala reach. I don't come out, even though you don't smell it, but like if the kid was right next to you, and there was a smell, you have to go down and from there, I don't come out that every single time you have to go down and smell
the
shakala reach.
The direction of every anal inlaker, then the facing wouldn't matter then.
Because what matter if you don't smell it?
It's just going to be covered.
So my say it is so a stick. What say? Of Acher is not a pound. Yours is a pound. Acher should be starting to come out of here. No. So one time, whatever Acher should be. You heard that's just something down Betsiver? Don't down Betsiver. Nah, it's one time. Acher and Acher should start to come out of here. Only on your office. So I'll compare them. So when it comes to children, so my say, you have to check them. So we have a couple of figures coming to the children. Number one, we have a suffix, whether. Is dirty, not dirty. If something's dirty, maybe Reach Roshayim, maybe it's like Reach Roshayim, and they're going to have to smell it. All you have to check, so they say B'Shem Rav Yashiv, so Tzio Roshov, but it's safe that you're not going to check. I saw Mrs. Mustafa, and he said, it depends. Look, if you change your kid's diaper an hour ago, so, make a face, and I'm going to check. If you have to change your kid's diaper in 3-4 hours, and there's a good chance they might be dirty, and then if not, you should check. It's a kind of sense. So if you think it's a possibility, your kid's dirty, it's a good idea to check. If I'll be passionate, if not, I'll be passionate. You changed them recently. So over there, you're not going to check.
In this case, but the other will always be here
too. So, but the, yeah, but the
other... Because it's the Ash.
Right.
Unless you know.
Yeah, but the other can be similar because it's basically Shittas of Yashiv. So one last halacha, I'm going to get a patty. So patty is the size of it has a grapsha race, and it's a little bit for soya. So they have to go dial it on this. And the Chaiva says...
Is the diaper itself called a grapsha?
Shazama says it's not, being that it's just made one time use and throw it out, it doesn't get it done out there. So Chaiva says based on grapsha race, which is a meriglayim. You have to go, as it didn't go, sure, you have to go far away. I think it is machis or skuchis, it's mutter if it's clean. And it's gavshur, you have to be machmer even if it's clean. I think it's skuchis or machis. So over there, if it's clean, then it's going to be considered okay. So the Mishnah finds the Shiva says that plastic has a din of skuchis and has a din of skuchis. So therefore, most of our parties are plastic. So the Mishnah, a party that's going to be clean, it's not going to be a problem because it has a din of skuchis. And won't have a din of gavshure. But again, making a bracha, can I get a bathroom? So it's all shall I make a bracha, can I get a bathroom? And the bathroom door is open. Here's a machlek is a poiskim. Do you say, can I get a bathroom is a problem? A nice moishim true is makel, because it says that a nice hard bathroom is not supply. It's a bathroom, because it's not supply. It's a bathroom, because the tzair is a sitter, you always flush it, so it's your bag, it's your sepesa. So when she says that a nice hard bathroom is not supply, the bathroom is a different way, it might be a problem, making a bracha.